Dreamscape presents Pinnacle, The Lost Paradise of Rasta by Bill Howell and Helene Lee. Narrated by Jamie Lincoln Smith. Introduction. My very first memory is a bright and sunny day in 1944. I was only 2 years and some months old, but the images are still fresh in my mind. It was early morning, and a group of men and women were walking down a narrow path leading from Pinnacle, our home on the plateau, to Spanish Town, the old Jamaican capital on the coast. The path was rocky and precipitous, with thick bushes on either side. My nanny, Ethelyn Nicholas, carried me in her arms, occasionally handing me to others in the party. My older brother Monty was 5 and hanging on to her skirt tail. It was a joyous time. People were singing. You could feel the unity. I remember crossing the Rio Cobre. We did not go around to the bridge. Instead, we took a shortcut across the river since at that time of year the water was low. I can still see the women taking off their shoes. It was the first time I'd been away from the house. Everything was new to my eyes. When we got to our destination, which was the courthouse complex, I couldn't believe my eyes. I had never seen such big buildings. What overwhelmed me the most was the size of the crowd that had gathered there. Hundreds of people. Later in life, when people talked about that day, I would share my memories. My brother would say, "No, Billy, you can't remember. You were too young." But I remember. I was there. We were standing in the crowd in front of the tall buildings, singing our songs, and at one point, all hell broke loose. Everyone was pointing at something above our heads, screaming, "See him there? See him there?" A man was crossing a catwalk leading from one building of the courthouse to the next, and for a few seconds he was in full view of the crowd below. Even as I watched, I had no idea what was causing all the excitement. Who was that person up there? I had only faint memories of my father. He'd been in jail for most of my young life, and although I did not know the reason for all the commotion, somehow I knew that it was because of him. I realized that all these people were there just for this man, Leonard Percival Howell. A few months earlier, my mother, Tenneth Bent Howell, had died under mysterious circumstances. The colonial authorities, who were looking for any pretext to get rid of my father and his community of followers, had accused him of murdering his beloved wife, my mother. Dada had been in jail since then, and on that day in March 1944, the court was having its first hearing. Fortunately, my father was acquitted and he came home. On April 6, 1944.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?